Omale Reb Chia l'Rav. So Reb Chia had a tanya to Rav. Ba'pachsi. So Rav said, lashon like Ben Gedolim, a nice lashon. Lo yamin l'cho. Didn't I tell you, ki koi Rebbe behind Masechta when Rebbe is learning one Masechta? Rav says, Rebbe wasn't learning Shabbos at the time when Rav asked the Shaila. Rebbe was learning a different Masechta. Mele Reb Chia had a tanya to him, lo yitishayla b'masechta achriti. You shouldn't ask him a Shaila on another Masechta. Dilma Lava Daite, maybe Rebbe is not Isaac, his mind is not in Shabbos right now, and he'll make a mistake. Why? D Lav the Rebbe Gavar Rabba, but you know you're lucky. Because if it wasn't for the fact that Rebbe is a greater mensch, a Gavar Rabba, who Kisastihu, you would have embarrassed him. The Mishana Lakhwa Shinuya the La Shinuyahu. He could have answered you a teretz, it's not the right teretz. And if you would answer the wrong answer, you'll be embarrassing Rebbe. So also Rabbi Chia asked Rav that since Rebbe right now is not learning this after Shabbos, you should not go and ask them a question, a shayla on Hilchos Shabbos. Or Bahashto, Zot Reb Chiya, you should know, mi yashafa mishani. You're talking lucky that Rebbe answered the right teretz. The Tanya, I arrived from a bright source like that. For you toy in Oichlin Amashkin. Somebody was carrying on top of him Oichlin Amashkin, the boy Jain. You had it on you from the daytime, Erev Shabbos. For it see you in the Chus Mishach Sheikho, and then it comes at nighttime, and now you walk outside with it, it's Chayiv. Why? Because Akiris Gufoy is Kakiris Chayfetz Dami. Here, the Chayfetz, the sack was on top of your back from Erev Shabbos, so when you picked it up on Friday, Avad Yafotah, that's not called Akira. But you had it on you in the house, and now Meshach Sheikha comes at night, you walk outside with it, we see your Chayiv. And the Braisa says, Lefi Shem Abaymali Yodai. Ah, you have a Kasher from Yad in the Mishnah, Gufoy is different than Yodai. That's what we before said. A Yad is not called Munach like Rashi, a Yad is always hanging in the ear, it's not called Munach. So when you walk with something in your hand, it's not called the Neder Nakira, just something on top of your body, that's considered attached to the body, which is attached to the ground, that's called Munach HaMekarka. So if you walk outside now on Shabbos, you'll be Chayek. Rashi, Leitishai L'Kleima, Shein Liba L'Masechta Zu, L'Khur Rebbe's Das Leiv is not in this Masechta. Shemi Yizbayish, maybe you'll be Mizbayishim. Meboy Joyim Dehaino Dumya Datinu Chaveru B'Shabbos. This is Doima, that somebody puts something on your back, on Shabbos. So Ocha V'Ocha Lek Akira B'Yisra Gebrei. In both cases, you did not make the Akira B'Yisra. As here the cases, you picked it up off the ground on Friday. That's not called an Akira on Friday. Just on Shabbos, you walked outside with it. And the Bryce Andrew of Shein Abayim Mulu Yodoyim, Hapshut L'Fnim, like the Mishnah with the hand of the on the outside is sticking inside the house, the Gufo L'Chutz, the Nosan Chaver L'Toychoy, and now the Oni takes the piece of bread outside the house, the Mishnah says the Oni is Potter. It's not considered like he made an Akira from inside the house, because his hand inside the house is not called Munachdir. That's the club. Screw the Velt always asked the Kasha, what was Abchiyah's time? Abchiyah told Rav, it's not nice for you to ask Rebbe Yishayla. The Chur does a Klala, Talmud Chochim is somebody that you could ask him any place in Shabbos. Afilu Masech Tekali, you're supposed to ask him. Any place you want to ask a look, you're supposed to ask him. But for after Rebbe was a God Lador. So what was the Shaila not to ask him a Shaila in another Masech Tekali? Yizrich knew everything. Well, some learned in Pshat that Rebbe, when he was mine in one Masech Tekali, he was so mine in that Masech Tekali, so much orangutan, that he couldn't get his Das out of that Masech Tekali so easy. As we don't get orangutan Mitchil to start off with. So it's easy to get our Das out of it. But he was so much orangutan in that Masechta, he couldn't put his Das into another Masechta. But the Chassam Sefer does light up Pshat, he says still, it is a cloud that a Talmud Chochem is called somebody, you could ask him a Shaila any place in Shas. So what's wrong here? So he wants to learn the Vort is that if he would have Stam asked him a Shaila exactly what you mean, it would be alright. But here, Rav asked him a Shaila, what's the loch of Akira's Gufay? And he didn't explain the whole Shaila. Really, what he meant to ask is, how come by Yodoy in the Mishnah Yepoter, Rav also knew in Svab Shut that Akira's Gufoy is considered Akira's Chayfetz Dami. No, Rav had a kasha from the Mishnah. Why by Yodoy Yepoter the Mishnah? How come when the Oni has his hand inside and now he takes it outside, why is he Potter? That was the Ika thing that was bothering Rav. And Rav didn't speak that channel out. So that was the Chiyas Taina. Rebbe is not asking him to set the Shabbos right now. So if you ask him a Shalal Aloha, Rav, he'd answer you any place. But you want to know Diyak Akash on the Mishnah, and your question, you didn't explain your question good. And Rebbe could have said something without giving you the right terrace. You should have explained yourself better. That was the time to Rav. Kinshaf asked the Shaila, what's the Lach Akira's Gufay? Should have asked the question. Akira's Gufay maybe is Chayiv. By the Zoy, why in the Mishnah is Yodhi Potter? But Rebbe was a big Chacham, Rebbe Chaptamois, and Rebbe knew what he meant to ask. That's why Rebbe said that it's Ein Adoymeli Yodhi. Right.
Omer Abaye. Sagt Abaye, another cloud we see from our Mishnah is Shitali Yodoy Shalodim. The hand of a person when he's in another Rishus, that means with a goof, either the only standing outside the house, Rishus Rabim, and he puts his hand inside the window, when his yad is inside, it's not considered like Rishus Rabim. His hand does not go boss with his goof. His yod is shalodim, ain't a like Rishus Rabim. In a case where the body is standing outside the Rishus Rabim, and he sticks his hand into the window, his hand inside is not considered like Rishus Rabim, for like Rishus Yachadami. And who had been the opposite way? When the balabos that's standing inside the house, when he sticks his hand outside the window to the Rishus Rabim, his hand outside is not considered like Rishus Yachadami. His hands do not give boss to the goof to say, since your goof is inside out Rishus Yachim, the hand outside should also be Rishus Yachim. What's the raya? Rishus Rabim loydamya, to say that when you're standing outside and you put your hand inside the window, the inside hand should be Rishus Rabim damya, it's no raya, loydamya miyoda diyoni. I have a raya from Yoda the Yoni, that the Mishnah says, when the Yoni puts his hand inside the house, now the Bala boss picks up a piece of bread from the house and puts it into the Yoni's hand. And then the Yoni carries it outside. The Mishnah says they're both potter, because of like Shnayim Shasu. But the Kasher is, when the Bala boss picked up the bread in his house and now put it into the Yoni's hand, if you say the Yoni's hand is like his goof outside, like it was just around him, so the Bala boss should be chayim. The Balabos made a nakir from his house, he picked up a piece of bread off the table, and he put it into the Yoni's hand. So if the Yoni's hand is called Rishus Rabim Dami, the Balabos did a nakir in Anacha. Elamai Tzuraya, your hand, even though the body is outside Rishus Rabim, and the hand is through the window, the hand is not considered like Rishus Rabim Dami. Vaitach Rishus Yochid Dami, where's the Raya, your hand is not considered like Rishus Yochid, and the case where the Balabos is inside his house, his goof is inside the house, and he sticks his hands outside to Rishus Rabim. When his hand is outside the window, his hand is not still like Rishus Yochid. Whereas the Raya, Miyoda the Balabais, that the Mishnah says, when the Balabos sticks his hand outside the window, and the Oni outside picks up a piece of bread from Rishus Rabim, and puts it into the Balabos's hand, the Oni is potter. And then when the Balabos brings his hand inside, he's also potter. Because the Oni made Hanukkah, not a Nakira. But I call upon the Kasher, why is the Oni outside potter? The Oni picked it up with Rishus Rabim, and now he's putting it down in the Balabos's hand. Now the Balabos's hand, since the goof is in Rishus Yochid, let's say his hand outside is also called like Rishus Yochid, and the Oni should be Chayim. So you see, Klo, no, it's not considered Rishus Yochid. If the hand does not go boss of the goof, they say that the same Rishus the body is, that has the same din on the hand. That you don't say. No, nothing to do with before. That's a Shalom Hilchas Akira. Is it called an Akira now? That was a Shalom. What Rishus is it called? Is it called Rishus Saram or Rishus Sayach? It's not called these Rishusim. Nothing to do with it before. Before it's the Shabbos, it's called Nakira now. It's neither, right? It's neither. That's what Mishnah says about Potter. So Klashi, Omer Abaye, Pshitali, Mi Masnisin, Diyodei Shalodim, Hapshutel Rishus Acheris. It's the case where your body is in one Rishus, and you have the hand now sticking outside to another Rishus. Is Eina Nizreke Sacha Gufa Lagamri. It doesn't go after the Gufa Lagamri. Leo is to Rishus Shuai Medbor. To say it's like Rishus we are standing in. Vain Shu Rishus Hayochid, Vain Shu Rishus Rabim. Whether the hand is in the Rishus Hayochid now, the hand is Rishus Rabim, it doesn't go boss of the body. Where's the rise? Rishus Rabim, Loidam Yo, Miyod the Yoni. I'll bring you right from the Mishnah, the Yod of the Yoni. Victoni, Mastisim Lechinoto, Balabayis Mitoichoi Potter. When the Balabos takes out from it, the Balabos is Potter. If you're going to say the Oni's hand is considered like Rishus Rabim, so when the Balabos takes out from it, he's like making a kira from Rishus Rabim and is putting it down in his house. He should be chayiv. Uk Rishus Yochid leidami. What's the raya? Your hand is not called like Rishus Yochid. In shut Rishus Rabim, in a case where the Balabos that's standing inside his house takes his hand and puts it outside the window, his hand outside is not called like Rishus Yochid. Miyoda the Balabayas tiktoni. Not on Oni mitoicha Potter. The Mishnah says if the Balabos takes a piece of bread in his hand and sticks it outside the window, and now an Oni takes it out of his hand and puts it down, the Oni is also potter. Let's say the Oni took it out of the Balabos's hand, that's called like a Rishus Yochid, and he put it down with Rishus Rabim Shivichayim. So you see, no, the hand doesn't go boss to the group to give it a Rishus, a Rabim Rishus Yochid. Yeah, right, that's just for Nakiri, right? It's not called Nakiri, right? Right.
The first truth, when your hand is inside out and your body is outside, they're bringing your hand here, you didn't do a ma'isa akira. Because even when your hand is inside, it's fitted like it's attached to your body here. That's a svar in akira. It's not called, you make an akira. Now it's another shell though. Is it called in Rishus Harabim? It doesn't have a shame Rishus Harabim. Now that your hand is inside the house, inside the house is a Rishus HaYochid, your hand doesn't have a shame Rishus Harabim to it. That's cheap for the Mishnah you have these two rais. Of a boy Yabaya, Abaya tells a channel like this. Yodhi Shalodom Ma'o Shatasa Kamalis. Midi Rabbonin give it a shame Kamalis. A Kamalis means like Nishtah Nishtahim. It's the Rabbonin Diki Rishus. It's not a Rishus HaYochid Midi Raisa. It's not a Rishus Rabbin Midi Raisa. That's called a Kamalis. Most of our streets are right outside your house. Your garden outside your house is called a Kamalis. That means Midi Raisa, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, not a Rishus Rabbin. But the Rabbonin has a din like Rishus Rabbin that you can't carry from your house to outside your house, providing you have an Erev. Most of our streets are not a Rishus Rabbin here. It's only a Kamalis. Now the Shalom is the Rabbonin give your hand a Shem Kamalis. What's the shaila? Mikonsu Rabbonin. The Rabbonin make a knaf ladura lagabe yoloi. On the case where the balabos standing inside his house took a piece of bread on Shabbos and put his hand outside the window. Now he did a nisa the Rabbonin. He made an akira. He picked up the bread from his house al manasai to put it outside the yoni should take it. He didn't make hanocha. He just made an akira and his hand is outside the window. Is he allowed to now bring his hand back into his rishus? The Rabbonin give it a shame that now your hand is outside the house, they give you yad now with knas the Rabbonin or din caramelist to it. So if your hand outside in the ear is pulled up a caramelist, you're not allowed to bring your hand back into your house because you're bringing a chepas from a caramelist into Rishus HaYochid. So that's the shout that the Rabbonin makes such a knas or not. So Drashi, Boya Baya, has to the chavina the lav bosa gufa shavina lo. That your hand doesn't have the same din as your body linion, if you have a mirisa, and again, it's a rishusa mirisa, alma if le rishusa. It has a different rishus. Is miachma allah rabbonin, the rabbonin make a chumro, le mehevi karmelis, to make, give it a din karmelis on your hand. To hey, chadoshi, jiyodi, malay, le rishus acheris. In the case where you have your hand full of bread, and you stuck it outside your window, into the rishus rabbin, le yachterenu, we should make a kanafna, you can't bring your hand back inside. It's light. And your hand should be standing there until the whole night. Since your hand doesn't go boss to your goof, your hand doesn't have a shame rishus ayochid. The gozru rishus medivrayim the Shabbos shalosa lahatnas loitz yomem rishus ayochid rishus rabim. Who shmoi karmelis? The such you say is karmelis. We'll see throughout the mesecta. The rabbanim made certain rishus that even though medivrayis it's mutter to carry from your house into a karmelis. The Rabbanan said it's also. Ketanya Pirkin, Dawid Rishuyas to Shabbos. Later the Gemara says, there are four different Rishuyas on Shabbos. Carmelis is one of them. Loshim Yarra, Carmelis, Shayna, Lehilach, Tomir, Lerabim. It's not like Rishus Rabbim, people go Kisaydel. So it's Tashmas Rishus Yochid. It's not a Tashmas, people don't use it, a Yochid doesn't use it. But doesn't have, even does have Mechit, it's not a Tashmas to Yochid. To Shal, now you hand outside, Nikonsu. Hoyo Vehischa Bobi Yisr. Since you started to do an Yisr on Shabbos, that's the shout that Rabbonah makes this gzeir or not. If you're putting your hand outside the window with something inside your hand, maybe the Rabbonah made a knas now, you have to keep your hand outside those Shabbos and you can't bring it in. That's the shayla. That's the same there, to stay that way the whole Shabbos. Yeah, right. We'll soon see.
But the bite was. If his hand is in the Rishus HaKamalis,
yeah.
So then, he's bringing it back. What is he doing? He's not doing a double.
He's doing Yisrael Bono. He's making a, he's make Hanocha now from a Kamalis into Rishus HaYochid. That's awesome, the Rabbonim.
You have a half from a Locha.
Right, right. Yisrael Bono. Right. That's awesome, the Rabbonim. Oy loy. Toshima, I'll bring you right from the Mishnah. Hoy se yod. I love that from the Mishnah. Toshima, hoy se yodoy malaya peris. Somebody's hand was full of peris. Voy seal the chutz. He was inside his house, they put his hand outside the window to the Rishus Rabbim. Is Tony Chodah, one price says, also lachvir, like a truth, is such a kenas, you're not allowed to bring your hand back in, inside the house. For Tony Iduch, another price says, muta lachvir, you are allowed to bring your hand back into your house. Is my lachvir, what's the machloik? Is Bokim Yitzvah, and this Shiloh, and Abayi Shiloh, is the machloik, it's in the prices. The master of the Kamalas Damiya. The first price holds, Rabbanah made such a kenas. When you put your hand outside your window, Now that it's outside of Rishus Rabbim, they made a knas that has a din like it's in a karmelis now. And you're not allowed to bring it inside the house. You're making like a hanocha. Like you're taking outside the karmelis into your house. It could be once the Rabbanan gave it a shame that's in a new mokim, in a karmelis. So Avadim the Rabbanan is called you're making a kira now also. Because you're being oika the chayfus from a karmelis into Rishus Yochid. That's literally called an akira. The shalom before is in Midiraisa. But if the Rabbanan said when your hand is sticking outside the window, considered like your hand has a new rishus to it, it's like a karmelis, so when you bring it in back into your house, that's called you made an akira, and the akira got him there. When your hand comes inside your house, it's not a karmelis anymore. That's a rishus ayachid. Yeah, that's what I told him before.
So,
yeah, but the Rabbanim though, that's before. It's Rabbanim made it very, your hand has a look like a karmelis, so now it's called munach in the karmelis. That's the whole rishus. It's like your hand now is on the ground, that the ground is the karmelis. So Rabbanim made a new knaf. Your hand can get a shame karmelis through it. It's a new rishus of a karmelis on the hand. So if it has a din karmelis, when you bring it inside your house, you make an akira. So that's the shayla. Is it also renouncing? What brings out a machlekes in the prices? So it's a Gemara loy. It could be the Kuli Yalma Tayyip Karmelis Damiya. Everybody holds like this sad. That has a shame Karmelis to it. Well, like Kashi, there's no fear in the prices. Kan Lamata Miyasara. The first price that says when you put your hand outside, you can't bring it back, where it was Lamata Miyasara. Kan Lamala Miyasara. The second price that says it's Mutta, it's where it's Lamala Miyasara. Now the Klal Bayuka Shabbos is a Rishus HaRabim only has a din Asara Tvokim. The first 10 tefachim off the ground has halacha from Rishus HaRabim. More than 10 tefachim high, it doesn't have a shame Rishus HaRabim anymore. Now, if you mean a chapas, let's say you have a long stick in Rishus HaRabim, and you take the chapas, and you throw it like dal damas, and it gets stuck onto the stick. If it gets stuck more than you tefachim high, you potter. Because more than you tefachim doesn't have a din Rishus HaRabim to it. Now, a karmelis is a din that the Rabbana gave a karmelis a din Rishus HaRabim. So it can't be better than a Rishus HaRabim Midiraisa. See, if you have your hand outside a window that you're 10 tefachim off the ground, that avir, a height of 10 tefachim, can't get a shame karmelis to it. Just like it doesn't have a shame Rishus HaRabim there, it can't get a shame karmelis. So if you stick your hand outside the window that you're above, you tefachim, avad apshit, there's no din karmelis, then you're allowed to bring your hand back into the house on Shabbos. But the first price it says when you stick your hand outside, it's also to bring it, it's where your hand was less than you tefachim off the ground. So less than you tvachim that avir, if it's a real Rishus HaRabim, it has a shame Rishus HaRabim to it. Now Rabbani gave you a hand that didn't karmelis and says you can't bring it back from a karmelis to Rishus HaYochid. So Trashi, Lamata Miyud Rishus HaRabim Hu. Hey, in the Raisa, that's called Rishus HaRabim. Mela Kansu Rabbon Ramana made a knas now when your hand is in that avir, to Shavu Karmelis to learn the Hedrith. Rabbani said now a big chumrah that your hand gets a din karmelis, you can't bring it back. Lamala miyut, the ave mokim tur. Anything more than yut tvachim on top is called a mokim tur. Kiritnan bazerik. The Mishnah says this more later. Hazerik dal ramas pekaisel. If you're in a Rishus HaRabim and you take your chayfis and you throw it away dal ramas, if that chayfis comes and lands in Rishus HaRabim, you chayiv. That's called a zrika. That's the getter from havara. If you marvis something dal ramas Rishus HaRabim, you chayiv. Or else if you throw it dal ramas Rishus HaRabim, you chayiv. But let's say you throw it against the wall and it gets stuck onto the wall, yutzvachim, why? You potter. Lamalum yutzvachim is kzerek the avra potter. It's like you threw it in the avra and the wind and you potter. Lehevi rishus ram lamalum yud. That's the cloud. Hey, so rishus ram is a pshat, that's a mokum of people use. People walk through there. So usually nobody walks more than, don't use more than yutzvachim. Hilkach, lekonsu the lavi suriyavit. If you lamalum yud, there's no issa, the rabbonim didn't make any kenos. That's another terrace now. Everybody's asking that there would be a knas to give a din karmelis. The only question is it lamata miyud, then it could be a karmelis, or is it lamala miyud tfachamai, it can't be a karmelis, because the karmelis is only like the rabbonim dike rishus harabim. If midirais lamala miyud is not a rishus harabim, the rabbonim can't give it a din rishus harabim. So the more of you boy is saying when the other terrace is no. Idi lamati miyasara. Both brights are talking about where you put your hand out and it's lamata miyasara. And we both hold the Rabbanan gave the din karmelis. No, the last karmelis dummy. I'll tell you now, nobody holds it the karmelis dummy. Neither bright holds it the karmelis dummy. Obviously, why does the first bright say that you can't bring it back in? Lekashia. Kan neboi joim, kan meshach hashecha. It's a new type of a terrace. Still a knas the Rabbanan the kadin, but not the pshat the Rabbanan gave the din karmelis.
Rabbanan just said it's an Isser. That if you put your hand out on Shabbos, where you did something wrong by sticking your hand out on Shabbos, Rabbanan counts on you not to bring it back in again. My strength can be... in the back. So this pshat is, when your hand is outside, not the pshat that gave you the caramelist. But just Rabbanan made the caramelist. Even if you put it out there on Friday, but now when it comes Friday night Shabbos, it thinks it's a caramelist, and now it'll bring it back. So the pshat is not a caramelist now. The Rabbanan made a kanas. When you did an Isser, the Rabbanan like counts on you. They said that since you did the Isser, we're not going to let you bring it back again. That's the chiluk, when you put your hand out. The boy joined with Meshach HaShecha. Said Rashi, what? You want to say that we don't hold from the Yisrael the Karmelis. That's the lach. We don't hold from the Karmelis. The Drashi, the boy is saying that individual matam yitzvachim. The last the Karmelis domi. Because it's a tremendous chidish to say it's a Karmelis. I'd rather say now it's not a Karmelis. Let me have you reshus the Yatzma. To say that Rabbanan made such a cloud, that Rabbanan can make such a chumra here to give it a shame reshus by itself. That's like too much of a chidish. No, Karmel by Joim. By Shittim by Joim. If you put your hand outside on Friday, then Machzirim Meshach HaShecha. Even though you left it outside, and now it comes Friday night, you're allowed to bring it in. The lav rishus liatzmi. The Rabbanan didn't make a din karmelis to it. El abas the gufa gerera. Havada, what rishus is it? And metzias is the same rishus as your body is. So since your body is inside the house, rishus yochid, when you have your hand outside the window, havada, you're allowed to bring it back inside. No kan misha techshach. Means hoishitoi misha hashecha. You put your hand outside the window on Shabbos. Then konsu Rabbanan made a knas to you. Of the law should take Rishus Liatzma. The Rabbanan didn't go so far to make it like the Karmelis now, to make it like the new Rishus, because the Yim Kain, if that's the pshat the Rabbanan gives it to the Karmelis, after by Joy Mitzvah. It should be even be also then if you put your hand out on Friday in the afternoon. But since now on Shabbos your hand is outside, and the Rabbanan gave it to the Karmelis, it's also to bring it back in again. Ella, the pshat is now Knosa B'yama. The Rabbanan is some counts on you. If you did an Issim with the Rabbanan on Shabbos, that means you took bread and stuck the end outside the window, Avada providing you lamata and you tzvachim, you're underneath, you're within 10 tzvachim from the ground, where that's an issa, a kiri, and it's under the Rabbanan. It's also, your Rabbanan counts on you, you're not allowed to bring your hand back in again. So the Gemara, and the Rabbah, so the Gemara, if you put your hand outside by join, like Kansur Rabbanan, because you didn't do an Issa. The Shecha Sheikh, if you put your hand outside at night, you did an Issa the Rabbanan, you made an Akira, is Kansur Rabbanan. Rabbanan made a Knaf, you can't bring it back in. For at the Gemara Ada Rabba, just the opposite. Ipcha Mestarva, the Svar is just the opposite way. Me by join, if you put your hand outside, me by join on Friday. Now, if we would make a Knaf that you can't bring your hand in, what should we be afraid of? It's going to be too hard to leave your hand outside the window the whole Shabbos. This thumb in the middle of Shabbos, you're going to throw it down. So what do you say to Felich? The Shadla, I feel you will throw it down in the middle of Shabbos, but you're also the Echiv Chattis. You're not going to come with the Echiv Chattis. Because since you picked it up and put your hand outside the window on Friday, that means you made the Akira on Friday. On Friday, there's no Din Akira. So the most you could do now is on Shabbos, drop it down, you're making a Hanacha. A Hanacha without an Akira is not a Nisra Deraisa. So since you can never come with a Yisra Deraisa, maybe the other Rabbanan can make a Kanaf. Mashen came, we come through Rabbanan. Mashen came with Shecha Sheikha. But in the case where you make the Akira on Shabbos, you pick some bread up on your house, and now you take your hand and put it outside the window. You made an Akira. Now, the Shadilah, in the case that you throw it down, also the Echiv Chattis. You come with the Echiv Chattis now. Or the Zerla Riknesur Rabbanan. The Rabbanan should not make such a Kanaf. He said, Svara, your last teres is there, Shver. If you put your hand out, that night time, it's not Mestad, the Rabbanan made a knaf, you can't fit, bring your hand back in. Because by not bringing your hand, to keep your hand outside the whole Shabbos, it's a very hard thing to do. And we should be choshed, maybe forget, the guy will drop it. And then he's going to be chayiv v'chiyiv chattis. So how do you make such a knaf? So Rashi, mid-by-jain di shabbi le-kleima. Hechid v'shiti mid-by-jain. If you put the bread outside on Friday, Shimti Yasren Alach, so in the case where we would ask you, like, give it a din kamlet, that you can't bring it back in, V'yashlichem yodi yachayf, v'tkneil hokel tirchoy, and then in the middle of Shabbos, it'll get too hard, and you'll drop it, and v'yosav v'yachiv chattis, you won't be over Nisra D'oraisa, though. V'lehev v'yakir v'shabbos, you didn't make an akir on Shabbos. Ela hanoch l'chuda, you only made hanocho. V'yisru v'rabonu, so in Nisra D'rabonu. V'iko v'yos v'yosem mitzosa. It's on... The only did a mixas of the melacha. Okay, it's not shnei p'tur. The Mishnah says both are potim in the raisa.
Aval Asurim. But it's also in the Rabbonin. Is there a concern to Rabbonin Shreyach Tirena? Aval Heichad Shittim Shechshech. In the case where you put it outside at night, Tishad Yilei Miyodai. If we give you knas, you have to leave your hand outside the whole day. Maybe you'll drop it. Then you'll come to the chiv chatis. In shaykigu, you'll be over here. You have been korban. The other lay akira vanocha. Then you made an akira on Shabbos, and now you're making the anocha. If the other throw, what comes to Rabbonin? The Rabbonin should not make a knas. Why? The mutiv should make the sen. Kruda svarad, we should not make the knas. We should nigrim love with a chil Shabbos. That we should not come to cause you to be over. Chilul Shabbos, the Raisa. Now the Biyik is now me, the Lechai Shlachi. Since we're not Peshish for this, is the Chortiv Shreit, Boy of the Rabbibi. We should be able to be Peshish now, Rabbibi's Shaila. To learn Yimnu Chachom, the Rabbonim did not stop himself, Milahamed the Vrem, to make a Knas, of Nechashash, because of the Chashash, Shema Lo Yamed Odom Behem, the Yasir Yisachomer. That maybe a person can't hold himself back, and it'll be over Yisachomer. Hey, since we don't hold from this kasha, we bribe with the last terrorist to say, if you put your hand out by your medium to an issa, the Rabbanan didn't come to you. If you put your hand out at night time, since you did an issa, we do make a knas, and we're going to bring a rain now, we even make the knas, even though maybe you come with a lechir chatis, we don't care about that. The Rabbanan tells you, don't bring your hand out, don't bring your hand back in again, because we don't want you again another time next Shabbat to put your hand outside. And we're going to place it now, the more tiv shayt, since we don't answer it, this parrots, Tif Shait the Rabbibi Barabaya. Who we could bring a raya to Rabbibi Barabaya's Shaila. To boy Rabbibi Barabaya. Rabbibi Barabaya asked the Shaila. Hiddik passed the Tana. Somebody made a mistake and on Shabbos he put dough into the oven. Now by putting dough into the oven, right away you didn't do any Yisachiyas Kilo. The Yisachiyas Kilo is by baking, Eifa. Because if you let the bread now stay in the oven for an hour until the bread gets baked, then you'll be over Chiyuv Chatos. But now he put the dough inside, he forgot to say it was Shabbos, and he put dough inside. So Abiba has a Shaila. The boy of Abiba Barabaya. Hiddik pas patanim. Is it Tiru Lerlir Doisoi? Kaidim Shiyovu de Chiyuv Chatos? Or no Hittiru? Now, but the Rabbonim is an Isser Radia. Radia Satas. That means removing the pas out of the oven is a type of a malachim of the Rabbonim. We don't have a bezman azeh that we put the bread on the bottom of the oven, that's nothing. But times the Gemara, they used to either put the dough on top of the oven or on the walls of the oven. So it's really like squashed onto the wall, and it's a type of a malacha to take it off. That's called radiyas apas. That's often it's an issue of the Rabbonim taking it off on Shabbos. The other shallow world is person on Shabbos, forgot it was Shabbos, and stuck his bread onto the wall of the oven. Now, and then later he realized today Shabbos. Now was he allowed to take it off the wall? Today he won't come with a chiv chatis because the bed wasn't baked yet. Since it wasn't baked yet, if you just take it off the wall, he didn't do any issa deraisa. But kol ponim with the rabbanim though, you're not allowed to take it off the wall because there's a shmus with the rabbanim that's called a melacha taking it off the wall. So he had a shaila to the rabbanim. Now you'll ask the rav, what should I do now? Do I have the hetter to be over this issa the rabbanim taking the bread off the wall? Today not to be over an issa deraisa. So of course, from here we should have a raya know that Rabbanan keep the gzeres, just like now, just like this case now, when you stick your hand out at night time. Let Rabbanan be choishes, maybe you'll drop it. Then be over chiyuv chatis. Rabbanan, I'm not choishes for that. So what? We have a gzeres, the Rabbanan, and you have to keep it. So for Rabbi's case will be the same thing. About this gzeres with Rabbanan, you're not allowed to take the bread off the oven, even though it's by you, it's a question. You may be over chiyuv chatis. Rabbanan didn't change the gzeres. If tifshet lo yetiru. So the Eshel Zot to Gemara Olai Kashim Tivshit. It's going to Shrei Nechnami. From this halacha we push it. That's the pshat. The boy is saying, "No, the other magician can't bring any riot." Olai Kashim. Can b'shoygeg, can b'meitid. There's a big enough community. If you did the malacha, b'shoygeg, you did it b'meitid. B'shoygeg, loy kansu rabbonin. B'meitid, kansu rabbonin. I tell you, when did the rabbonin make the exeris? Only if you did the malacha b'meitid. But in the case we did the malacha b'shoygeg, the other rabbonin didn't make any exeris. Hey, the two pshatim in the braces now. If you stick your hand outside the shaygeg, the outside rabbanu not making gzeira. Only if you stuck your hand outside the mezid, that's where rabbanu made gzeira. Let's see Rashi. Hiddik pas petanus Rashi b'shabbes b'shaygeg. You were shaygeg. V'niskash shu shabbes. Then later you found out you reminded yourself today Shabbos. Kodim shtiot before was baked. The kaimalon the radiyah sapash shvusi. Taken off the bread out of the oven, off the walls, is a ksas melochim of the rabbonim, it's a shvus. She chokma deir melochim, it's called the chokma, and not a melochim, it's not a melochim of the rice, it's only the rabbonim. Is a tirulah yes isim of the rabbonim, the rabbonim mak you to pull this bread off the oven, the yredenu koydim shetov before it's baked, the yeschayim mishamoy fishuav melochim, Allah yetirulah dosim lotim etan, they weren't mak you. Is a teretiz, you have no raya. Why? We're talking about a shaykh of the rabbonim. Our brice is like this. The steer in the brices were, when you put your hand outside, if you put it outside, b'shegeg, then Rabbanu did not make any kenosis. B'shegeg, if you put your hand outside, then they did, then Rabbanu made a kenos. So it's Rashi, the Rav David Latishet, Mehochon. But Rav David Shiloh, we can't be patient from now, Alochon. Loy me'istam le'hetet, not to say it's us, not to say it's mutim. The high deloy kunsu b'shegeg. The reason why here the Rabbanu didn't make a kenos b'shegeg, lav mishum chashoshe du meshadi le'mi yodoy, not the pshat the rabbanu were choshish, maybe you'll drop it out of your hand, they didn't want to be over this b'raizu, el mishum lo yavari sur b'meizit, the pshat's poshit, b'shoigi, you didn't do an isa b'meizit, you didn't do such a chom of the kisa, the rabbanu didn't make a kenas. The chazaris yodhi, even bringing your hand back in, is also enoi afilu shvus, really it's not even a shvus. Eli mishum kenos says, not that the rabbanu will make a kenas here, that the giver didn't karmelis, or give it a kenas, you're not allowed to do it. Therefore the Rabbanan saw b'shegi, that you put your hand outside b'shegi, you didn't realize it, you didn't do such an issa, the Rabbanan didn't put that kenas t'chal to give it an issa to bring your hand back in again. Abu Rabbi Yisapas Mashenkin, pulling the bread off the side of the tanner, shvusu, that's a genuine shvus, it's negated to anybody on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take bread out of the oven. The nigzero, the Rabbanan should make gzera, and that's the nigzero b'minyan, the Rabbanan made gzera b'minyan. Or mishum kredim shomu l'chiv chatis, they shouldn't come with the chiyuv chatis le'batru gzeirosim. The rabbanim were not mevatel the gzeira. So therefore, you can't bring a right to say that it's mutter, because maybe the shvus of rediyas apas is a chomedik shvus, because that shvus rabbanim has all over. So here they weren't matterit. But shaken our shalom, putting your hand outside, now bringing your hands back in really is no whistle at all. I just want to say this one case: rabbanim should make a new knot. You have to leave your hand outside. That's a svar only if you did it amazing. But if you put your hand outside the shaygi, there's no knas at all. So you can't bring your riot to redi tapas. Taking the bread off the oven, that is an issa of the rabbanim. Are they mock you to take it off, not to be over this riot, sir? You have no riot from here. So Joshua, you sir, enough issa, so you have no riot, Latifshe. Need the consul amazed. Since they made a knas amazed, so awesome, lekele mechish duma lishtayu, she has chayed misad bezdin. There's no shower for misad bezdin over there. Because who says you'll drop it? Don't drop it like. Aval hocha, he can't see a lay milirdois if they make a gzera, if they make it can't be right here. Av kocha yisayv misis bezdin. Like here's some more chomer d'kashayla here. Here we know for sure, if you're not going to take the bread out of the oven, you're vading and you have it chiv d'raisa. You put the bread in the oven, so it's going to be your malacha. Maybe here's a bigger tzad to be maker. So Kisig Mar says there's no raya from our gzera to that gzera. The boy is saying another territories. The boy is saying Idivid Bishag. I'll tell you no, our brices, both brices are where you stuck your hand outside the shaggy. For Hocha, what's the machlokes? The consul shaggy got to mezik and islagi. Master the consul shaggy got to mezik. The first price is even though you put your hand outside the shaggy, still you're not allowed to bring it back. You're making zero auto mezik. Well, master like consul shaggy got to mezik. We don't make it zero, shaggy got to mezik. Before you say another territory, the other one like Kansu. The Emerson Machal, we didn't make any Kanas. Not so we passed like the Kanas territory. But like Kasha. Kindly,